All right. We're going to get into the practice now. So we'll put our attention inwardly. Some of you might be busy doing other things, and if you can, just take a moment, just a little bit of time where you're stepping aside. Or if whatever it is you're doing, you know, do it with more awareness as the meditation process is going to happen from within you. Because here's the beauty. If in life, we can feel the energy moving within us every moment of the day, that divinity, that highest intelligence coming from within us in all our activities, then we will know we're acting from our divine self, our highest self. So even those people who are on this call now, who are driving or who are doing their laundry or cooking or working, just keep feeling the energy within you, even doing your mundane things. Those of you who are able to close your eyes, you can do that now. And turn your vision within. So your eyes, your physical eyes are going to be up in your head, but your awareness of yourself, your highest intelligence, is now going to come into the base of the spine. Even those of you who don't have your eyes closed, put your attention, your highest intelligence, your divinity, your God within or Goddess within, your divine self is now activated at the base of the spine. Imagine a reddish-orangish light. You don't necessarily have to see it because your eyes are closed, or if they're open, you are looking with your divine eyes, your divine self, that spiritual awareness, understanding. Reddish-orangish light moving through the legs into the feet, into the toes. Get that energy in there with your ability to connect to Lord Ganesha. It will happen in a more profound way. Maybe you'll feel heat. You might feel some tingling. You might have the sense of no legs. You're just in a different state. You've connected fully with Ganesha behind the scenes, behind the physical, beyond the physical. Now, the goddess energy is intermixed with that because, again, Ganesha opens the door for the Kundalini. So the Kundalini is going to begin to rise up the spine as well, if it hasn't already for some of us. It's going to have activated the chakras on the way up into the brain and piercing through the skull, the top of the skull, and going into the space. Then you can imagine it like a fountain pouring down around you and creating a protection barrier from all dark forces. So we're internally, we've connected with the energy of Ganesha, the goddess Kundalini, the goddesses that are happening during Navaratri that are cleaning up. They're cleaning house. You're doing all the work. Absorbing it, dissolving it, blowing it up, smashing it, getting rid of it, making it to disappear. We'll now bring in the sound to create more awareness, more of a connection to our highest self, our divine self. Imagine Ganesha as the elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. The mouse is all our desires. Oh my God, we have so many of them. How do we get them all fulfilled? What will we feel like if we have all those desires filled? Well, Ganesha will say, hey, I got this under control. So that it'll be even better than you could ever imagine. So no stress. No stress, no worries. Just let me do it for you. Because I'm you. I'm the intelligence with you. So Ganesha will be activated with the sound gum. Every time you hear this sound or say this sound aloud or internally, feel a pulsation going through the base of your spine, down your legs, activating the reddish-orange light, pushing it up through your spine, activating the chakras, bursting through the top of your skull, making a big fountain all around you. Gum. 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 gum, gum. Internalize the sound gum. Think the sound gum. Notice how you feel. Observe the reddish, orangish light. You're imagining it. You cannot see. You imagine. Put your imagination to use with the sound gum. And allow your divine self to give you a message, to show you something about your life you need to look at, to give you a clue, to show you a sign. Your mind's eye is active. Your intuition has come alive. The energy is pulsing through you. Now we're going to go deeper into the subtle body, into the chakra system, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Move up to the throat. Ma. Move into the third eye. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Na. Move up to the navel, belly button. Ma. Move up to the chest, the heart center. She. Move up to the throat, the mouth. Va. Move into the two eyes, the right and left brain. Ya. Now feel that subtle body come alive. The chakras come alive. Standing at attention within you. The fountain is within. Now, Nataplai appears before you. He's beaming a golden ray of light into your third eye. From his third eye, it pierces the spot between your two eyebrows. Relax your face. Allow this penetration to come in to the spot between your two eyebrows, pushing in to the middle of your brain, causing it to light up, the whole nervous system in your body and brain of the subtle body and brain. Keep receiving the light. Om Ai Ri. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel your brain. It's exploding, expanding, energizing with the sounds that will activate your highest consciousness, your highest intelligence. It is rewiring your whole brain with super intelligence, super you intelligence, and your whole body is lighting up. The nervous system in your subtle body is lighting up with that intelligence. Om Aim Hari. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel your brain. The pressure is building up. The pressure of your own highest intelligence bursting through dark crevices. Lower intelligence thinking that is stuck is getting dispersed. New tracks are being laid down. A new groove of thinking, super thinking, super you thinking. Feel the different parts of your brain lighting up. And then the whole body. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Feel the brain expanding. The pressure of your highest intelligence is bursting forth. Laying down new tracks of light, intelligence, energy, power. Pushing through grooves of thinking. Darkness is being dispelled. The energy is making you to feel unstuck, releasing old patterns of thoughts, behaviors, memories. The whole body is lighting up. Om Aimri Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Pabhaya Swaham. Now you're ready to receive the goddess Saraswati, whose brilliant white light that is soft and light and loving, nurturing. Quiet, it's peaceful and calm. It's so alert, so intelligent. So wise. It's within you. The intelligence is coming alive. With those qualities, those characteristics being revealed to you. In your brain, in your body, is white light. Now put your attention on your right eye. Fill your right eye with a beam of light. White light enters the right eye. Take a moment to feel it filling up in the right eye. Receive the sound. I The whole right eye is reverberating with the sound Aim and the white light. Again, receive the white light and the sound in the right eye. Now the light crosses over into the left brain. Feel the whole left side of your brain from front to back, the sides, the top of that left brain. The light pours from the right eye into the left brain, it's crossing over. Activate the light, the intelligence, the goddess Saraswati in your left brain. Feel it. Feel the white light and the energy, the vibrations. Now put your attention on your left eye. Imagine the beam of light entering the left eye. White light fills it, the whole left eye. Soak it up, absorb it, fill the left eye with white light. And now activate it, the intelligence of the goddess Saraswati in the left eye. Feel the vibrations in the left eye, the white light, the energy, the intelligence. The white light shoots over, crossing into the right brain. Feel it filling up the right brain with white light, front to back, inside, outside, throughout, top, bottom. I feel it now. Another white light pierces the third eye, spot between your two eyebrows. Feel the third eye pulsing, pressure coming alive at a whole new level than it has before. Feel it, receive it, the white light, the goddess Saraswati. The vibrations are now penetrating, seeking out the middle of your brain. The white light enters the midbrain. The pituitary and pineal have been activated. The middle of your brain is activated. Receive the blessings, the wisdom of the goddess Saraswati. See her as a beautiful being, the white clothing, flowing silk white robes, dress, playing an instrument like a guitar or a vina. Riding or sitting on the swan or the lotus, white in color. She has a book of wisdom, of knowledge, to reveal the secrets of your soul. She has the mala beads, the prayer beads, to remind you to call on the divine all the time. She's smiling with a childlike look of innocence, purity, play. She appreciates everything on this earth plane. She is the creatrix. She can teach you how to create a beautiful life, the story of your life. Now she's sitting on your tongue. She's floating on the lotus. The lotus is floating on the tongue. The swan is there with her. It's pouring intelligence into the tongue. Let your tongue relax. Front of the tongue, the tip of the tongue. Pouring into the tongue, tremendous intelligence, wisdom, divinity. Middle of the tongue, lighting up. Absorbing all negative thinking in the tongue. Sweet speech is coming into the tongue. Back of the tongue into the throat area, the root of the tongue. Feel it. Feel the goddess. I She's floating all around your tongue, cleaning it out, making it super intelligent. You're super you, your super intelligence. I The eyes are lit up with I'm. The brain is lit up with I'm. The third eye, I'm. The tongue, I'm. The whole body, you and the goddess are I'm intelligence, I'm intelligence, I'm divinity, I'm Saraswati. I wisdom. Hold on to the energy. Hold on to the light. Now let go. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, 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 peace. End the meditation. Keep your eyes closed as long as you want. You can continue to enjoy your meditation, taking your time to come back to yourself before you get on to the next thing in life. Thanks for joining those of you who need to go. Happy Thanksgiving.